Hello, hi, ma'am. My name is Katia. I'm coming here from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research company, and we are conducting a survey on important issues and perceptions of residents in New Orleans. Let me ask you...
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Opinion Research.
Okay, but you want to know about the people in New Orleans, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And where are you calling from? Are you? Do you live in New Orleans?
I don't live in New Orleans.
Okay, then. Now, what is the research company's name?
Opinion Research.
Opinion Research?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how long is this is going to take?
It's a couple of minutes.
A couple of minutes? I'm just getting home from work.
It'll
go ahead.
Really
let me see what you want to know. All right,
okay,
go ahead. I got a few minutes for you, love.
Thank you. Now, are you a native of New Orleans or did you recently move to the city?
No, girl. I'm born and raised. I'm a native.
Thank you. What is your race for statistical purposes?
What is my what?
Your race.
Oh. I don't think I need to tell you that. I don't think I want to do this survey because anything have to do with race, I don't like. So you, I thank
it's
you for calling.
For
you have a good day.
It's just
huh?
For statistical purposes only, ma'am. It doesn't really have anything
okay.
to do with your answers.
Well, I am an African American woman.
Okay, thank you. Now, what are the two characteristics that describe what you like the most about living in New Orleans?
Oh, what I love about living in New Orleans
mm-hmm.
is the people. It's the resiliency of the people. The people of New Orleans. And it was two, right?
Yes.
And the second thing is this is home to me. I've been to other states. I've traveled the world. And there's no other place in the world like New Orleans.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, what are the two characteristics that you describe, that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans?
What is the opportunity for African Americans. The
uh-huh.
opportunities are not as great for African Americans as it is for other races.
Got it.
And secondly, there aren't any resources to assist the children, and this is probably nationwide in regards to what they missed out with social skills due to COVID. A lot of kids were homeschooled and they didn't get the socialization, the exposure that they needed to grow. It's like they grew in age and they grew in body, but they didn't grow in mind. They didn't grow in experiences.
Okay, I understand. Now, overall,
Daisy,
hush.
I'm sorry, baby.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just getting inside. I'm just coming inside, and my dog is acting a mess. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So, overall, would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the following items? Are you satisfied or not with the financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expense?
No, not at all.
Not at all satisfied?
Not at all satisfied because everything is so expensive until you can't even save money to put away for an emergency. You know, you basically live in paycheck to paycheck with purchasing food, services, utilities, mortgages, rents, Everything has gone up. Insurances has gone up. Everything has gone up with the exception of the amount of money that you make.
Okay, I understand.
My father is calling me. I'm so sorry. I have to take this call. He's out of state, okay? If you like, you could call me back, but I have to take, or you could hold on. It's up to you.
I can hold on, ma'am. It's okay.
Okay.
She hung up on me, bitch.